WestsideLexus.com or WestsideLexus.com. We are smoking and pursuing perfection.
Parenthood is a challenge, and fatherhood is particularly precarious at best. It's a role that encompasses a dozen metaphors, from sculptor to disciplinarian to mentor. But the one that is most tenuous is the one called hero. And if you think your son or daughter doesn't think of you as one, just ask. Years ago, when my oldest was in pre-K, we had an end-of-year conference with his teacher. I don't know how it came up, but she told my wife and me that my son looks up to me as his hero. I nearly fell out of my chair. As almost every boy, I wanted to grow up to be just like my dad. He was Superman, only with gray hair and glasses. His skills seemed larger than life because he could fix anything with a little tape or solder or a screwdriver. And when I told my dad that I wanted to follow in his footsteps, to be like him when I grew up, he stopped whatever it was he was doing, looked me square in the eyes, and said, "You don't want to be like me, son. You want to be better than me." That shook me to my core, but it wasn't until just recently that I am able to put into words that memory, and that's thanks to my oldest son. For more on this or any of my Back in the Day columns, log on to examinernews.com. I'm David Fallure.
Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne, and you're back for another hour of Alternatives for Health and Wellness. Tonight, my co-host is Dr. Dorothy Merritt. She's going to be bringing a lot to the table tonight. We're talking about something she's been doing for a number of years in the greater Houston area. Tonight's topic of conversation is heavy metal toxicity and chelation therapy to help address it, as well as detoxification therapies. If you have questions and you want to call in, feel free to do so. The number here is 281-558-5738. Once again, that's 281-558-5738. Good evening, Dr. Merritt. How are you doing?
Well, good evening. I'm doing great.
All right. Are you having a great St. Patty's Day?
Oh, yeah. I'm carrying my green pen along.
I am, too. I got a green pen today. I don't have anything else green, but I got a green pen. Well, I want to go ahead and get into the topic of conversation tonight, which is pretty much heavy metal toxicity, and I want to just let you kind of open it up. I know this is a gray area.
This is my area. I'm an internist, and I've been doing, standard internal medicine for 20 years, but about 12 years ago, a patient of mine came in and said they were doing chelation, and I looked at him aghast and in horror and said, "You're doing what? Don't you know that's fraud and abuse and it doesn't work?" And I didn't even know what it was, but, standard line. And I noticed how well she did, and I could not believe it. And I then went and got trained in it, and I didn't realize at the time that it was such a treatment for heavy metals, and actually that's what it's FDA approved for since the 1950s, is for removal of these heavy metal ions out of your body and your vasculature and your brain and tissue, and then suddenly people do much better. But and lately, because of all the press on mercury and tuna and sushi and all the lead and the toys from China and everything that everybody licks on and ingests, lead has come back to the forefront of science again, and everybody is asking, how do you get it out of your body? So I thought I would just kind of give you the little lead story, because you could substitute any heavy metal here, but the lead story is so pervasive since we've had leaded gas. We have put out billions and billions of pounds of lead out by the roadways, and the DuPont company, who was friends with the same people who made the gas, put it in their paint, and so all these old historical homes have tons of lead dust in them. And what happens is, when you're a kid back in the 70s, before they took the lead out of those two items, you ingested lead to the point that the average blood lead level back in the 70s, when I was a kid, was 14. That was the national average level, and now today we think anything above 2 is just horrendous, and it was 14 back when we were growing up. So what happened was, after a month or two of floating around your tissue and your blood, it got calcified in your bone, where it stayed like calcium until you get in your 40s and 50s, and then it starts coming out again as your bones soften with age. And there's a whole series of these very nice NIH and CDC studies about people who do normal aging and how much lead comes out of their bone just from that. So you have the toxicity from within. that lead causes, okay? As you were toxic back in the 70s, and then now it's coming out of your bones as you age like 4 to 10 times faster than it did in your 20s and 30s. And then what happens is you also have the case of Galveston, where 20% of the kids are CDC level poisoned just from living in old historical homes. And there was some major press about that in the last few months, a big Baylor study that showed that the blood level of one-fifth of the island's kids have blood level over 10, which is just unheard of these days. And when you have that, you have all sorts of learning disabilities and problems. And in adults that develop it in their 40s and 50s, when they start leaking it out of their bones, the first thing you tend to see is high blood pressure. And so there have been published articles that show that the majority of high blood pressure that develops between 40 and 60 are due to lead leaking out of the bones. And then there are also studies showing ischemic heart disease is much higher in people who have lead in their bones, kidney failure or kidney insufficiency. They've even done some very nice studies looking at brain MRIs and brain shrinkage and memory loss, and they've tied it to the amount of lead in your bones. 42% of cataracts, the leading cause of blindness, also the same series from the National Institutes of Health, correlates to how much lead is in your bones. So lead is a very important thing, and not just to people who buy toys and live in historical homes, but all the rest of us that think we're living a nice clean life now, and our childhood exposure is coming back to bite us now.
That's unbelievable. Just from one metal that that really shouldn't be being put in anything that we're consuming anyway. How much do you see? I know your practice is more League City, Galveston area, so you probably with the factories such as the big oil refineries over there, you probably get to see even a lot more than what maybe we would see over on the west side of Houston.
Well, they don't have lead in the gas anymore, so you don't see lead from the refineries. Refineries have more arsenic, and then they have a lot of catalysts, platinum and cadmium and other things, chromium, things like that you have to watch for. But because of the area, there's a huge amount. And when we did have lead of gas, these people worked in refineries. And the ones that are still alive are, you know, in their 60s and 70s and having all sorts of medical problems. But that's where our clinic comes in. In addition to, you know, general internal medicine, on all my patients, when I do at least a yearly lead level, a blood lead level, which doesn't measure the bone amount, but it measures the amount that the bone and the environment are releasing into your tissue. And we get levels in most of our patients that have multiple medical problems that are between 2 and 4 micrograms per deciliter. And we did a local mall thing where we did, you know, 100 free lead tests, and these were not our patients. And the average blood lead level in those was 4 to 10. So I think there's things that you can do in your practice, if you practice prevention, that keep the lead levels down. And one of the real common non-controversial things, like chelation may be controversial to many doctors, but it's not controversial to take care of your bones. And in a day and age where we know that 50% of people have low vitamin D levels, well, that makes your bones soft. You have higher turnover. If you have a lot of illness, you have higher turnover of your bones, so you have to protect them. So I'm very, very cautious in men and women and check their bone health religiously on every year when they come in. Particularly if their lead level's high, I might even do a bone density in men, which we don't tend to do a lot of bone densities in men. We always think about it as being a thing in the post-hormonal women, but men who have high lead levels should have their bones checked. Something simple like telling people who don't have skin cancer, of course, you know, to go out and get 15 to 30 minutes of sunlight a day will do more to converting vitamin D in their skin and protecting their bones. Now, there's also there's several things you can do if you feel really bad and your blood level's positive. We've been very successful in documenting and getting insurance companies to recognize that lead toxicity is a problem. And on an individual basis, we treat many patients with chelation, whether their insurance pays for it or not. But, I mean, we're even getting in some insurance companies to pay for it. And we do a blood level, and then we do, there's this little amino acid that the Germans developed during World War One and Two that binds arsenic and metals, and it's actually FDA-approved to infuse in people since the 1950s. And it's called EDTA chelation. And everybody just thought that was a miracle drug back in the 50s and 60s because they treated all these guys that had painted the ships and were frankly lead toxic. And it got their angina to go away, and it got their, you know, all their different health problems to go away, nerve problems and things like that. And they, because of that, it became a big preventative health thing. For people back in the 60s and 70s, and basically it takes a bunch of the lead out, and they've done studies that have shown, there was one study recently in the New England Journal where they took people with low-level lead and treated half of them and didn't treat the other half, and these were people that had kidney insufficiency, and the group that got treated didn't end up in dialysis.
So literally takes the lead out. We've got to run and grab a break.
Okay.
Hold that thought. If you want to call in, the number's 281-558-5738, and we'll look forward to hearing back from you when we come back from break.
Do you suffer from high blood pressure, chronic pain, memory loss, arthritis, hardening of the arteries, cataracts, or fibromyalgia? Recent NIH studies have shown that 38% of U.S. adults have blood lead levels that put them at a higher risk for a variety of health problems. To get tested for lead toxicity, call 800-360-3382. That's 800-360-3382.
Dr. Dorothy Merritt, the founder of the Chelation Centers of Texas, is board certified in internal medicine and has dedicated over 20 years to treating patients suffering from the effects of lead toxicity. To get tested, call 800-360-3382. Lead is the silent killer. Get tested, get treated. 800-360-3382.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
You want to obtain optimal health and wellness naturally? At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can help you achieve optimal health with our six-point wellness program that will have you feeling great. Dr. Sakina Davis is board certified in family practice and has helped thousands of men, women, and children prevent disease. Now, if you're tired of taking multiple prescription drugs each day, or you're just feeling bad, call the Woodlands Wellness Cosmetic Center for a consultation. The number is 281-362-0014. Our comprehensive program enables patients to boost their immune systems, increase their energy levels, and enjoy a better quality of life. Dr. Sakina Davis is eager to share her philosophy as she believes men and women in their midlife and beyond are entitled to look and feel their best. Call today to schedule your appointment at 281-362-0014. Again, 281-362-0014. The Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Good evening and welcome back, everybody. This is Alternatives for Health and Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Osborne. We've got Dr. Dorothy Merritt talking tonight about heavy metal toxicity. And we left off talking about chelation therapy and using a chemical called EDTA to help to push lead out of the body so that we could take the metal out and hopefully reduce symptoms of, well, the multiple different types of symptoms that are associated with lead toxicity. I'm going to hand the mic back over to Dr. Merritt and let her continue where she left off.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Well, let me tell you a little bit about how you get tested, because many people want to know, well, what's the process? And the process is usually I do a blood lead level on you, since that's kind of the standard from, you know, of care. And then we do something we call the EDTA chelation challenge, where we give a quarter dose of this amino acid, and it's just a modified amino acid, nothing fancy about it, and over like an hour, and then we collect your urine for 6 to 8 hours, and we see how much lead and about 10 other metals come out. Well, it turns out that that doesn't look at the blood lead level. That looks at how much is in the bone. And right now, that's the only way we have commercially of looking at how much metal stores you have in your bones from lead. So it takes about a week, and we get that back, and then we look at both the blood level, we look at the amount of metals that came out in your urine, and then we look at all your little symptom review sheets that we have you fill out. And we see if, number one, you have lead, you have symptoms, and you have a big storage problem, then we know how, or we make a guess on how long to treat. Obviously, we want to get the blood level below 2. Nobody knows what the right level is, because the last 10 years, they do a study called NHANES every 10 years. And what they, this is the government, the CDC.
Yeah, the National Health and Nutrition Examination Service.
Right, and what they do is they look at lead levels. Well, we know that they've come down from 14 to an average of 2.5, which sounds great, right? But the problem is that that 2.5, we're already at 151% increased risk from death from stroke and 88% increased risk from dying of a heart attack in the next 5 years. And so the thing is this very low-level lead is the silent killer. In fact, I had to laugh. The American Heart Association has a journal called Circulation, and the editorial last fall when this was published was low-level environmental lead silent killer in U.S. And, you know, to have a major cardiology group say that lead is the major killer in the United States was quite a relief to me, because it showed that somebody's starting to recognize how important these low-level amounts of lead are. And so what we do then is we do these two different treatments, and then we give once or twice a week, we give like a 3-hour IV of this amino acid, and it slowly gets the lead out until we treat till the blood levels are below 2, because that's as low as we can go right now. And then every 15 treatments, we do this urine challenge test to see how much is left in the bones. And so we have some people who do 15 treatments. We have some people that do 30 treatments. And then we have other people that come back after they've done their 15 or 30 treatments, like once a month. And as it's coming out of their bones, they do a treatment just to detox, so to speak, to get it out. And so no one knows which is the right or wrong way to do it, but we have 50 years of experienced doctors and that belong to a group called ACAM. And, you know, they have certain protocols that we all follow. The other group I'm part of is the National Institutes of Health therapy to assess chelation therapy post heart attack, and that is, there's only 100 doctors involved in that nationwide, and I'm the Houston doc that one of the two Houston docs that are involved in that. And what we did in this study, and it isn't published yet, is look at people who'd had a heart attack in the last 5 years or so, and then give them either treatment with EDTA or a placebo. Of course, we don't know which they got. And they're going to look and see if it reduces the amount of vascular events like heart attacks and strokes for 5 years after the study. And we think it will, because there are some other studies that were published that are what we call retrospective studies, where they're not as rigorous as the prospective double-blinded studies, but they're pretty good. And what they showed, there was one that was published in 2005 that showed 220 patients who had documented vascular disease. They didn't have to have had a heart attack, but they had blockage in their coronary arteries. And they were followed for a 3-year period after treatment. And compared to similar patients, the group that received the EDTA during that period had zero heart attacks, zero deaths, compared to expected 15 heart attacks and 6 deaths. There was a 62% reduction in coronary bypasses, almost a 94% reduction in need for angioplasty, and over 68% had complete resolution of their anginal or shortness of breath symptoms.
Boy, you would think that cardiologists would be all over that.
Oh, my gosh, you'd think everybody, even if it wasn't cardiologists, you'd think everybody would be over that. And it was published in a good journal, but it's just one of those things that for the last 30 years, chelation just had a bad name, you know, for no good reason other than it was the political fallout from, you know, when they started bypassing people. This was now the cure for coronary disease. And coronary disease is really an inflammatory disease all throughout your body. And although it may block one vessel, it's present in all the vessels in the entire body. And so the idea that we could, you know, unblock one vessel and save the person is kind of ludicrous, and that's why probably things like in the medical world, things like statins and aspirin and ACE inhibitors and all these different drugs that we now standardly put people on who have vascular disease, we use those because it's kind of like chemotherapy, but you know, cardiac chemotherapy. And that's what I look at as EDTA as, and because metal ions are very important in plugging up a lot of the detox pathways that let you heal. And they're called methylation reactions, and like one of them is folate, and another, you know, just your B vitamins are all methylators, and you have to have them. Everybody knows if you have heart disease, you take extra B vitamins. But the thing is that what heavy metals, particularly lead, does is it ties up that pathway so you can't heal. So not only is the metal itself inflammatory, it ties up the body so it can't heal. And so I think based on what I've seen in 12 years that I've done chelation, and then in the 30 years of experience that I've had with the very first chelation clinic in Houston was McGuff Clinic, and I bought it 3 years ago. And I have the experience of these people that are now in their 70s and 80s and even 90s that did chelation back in the 60s and 70s, and these people are pristine. I've never seen such healthy people in my life. The ones that are still alive, you know, they were on the bypass table, they were getting carotid, the whole thing. And many of these people did chelation instead, and everybody thought they were crazy, and I would have even, you know, thought they were crazy at the time, and they're just doing great. I have one guy a bunch of them that go dancing together. I have another group that, one guy who sits in, he told me last year he made $100,000 doing stock trades while he was sitting in the clinic getting his drips. I was like, hey, can you show me how to do that, please?
Yeah, that's pretty good. So is your experience primarily then with the chelation, is it with primarily IV EDTA, or do you use any other?
Well, there's also oral, but there's oral EDTA, but it's only 3% absorbed, okay? So I think if you are 30 years old and you want to prevent this mass accumulation of heavy metals as you get older, there's several things you can do. There's oral EDTA. There's an amino acid, though, that I think is even better, and it's been proven to bind arsenic and mercury and lead and help get it out of the body. It's called N-acetylcysteine, and it's one of the 8 essential amino acids that you can't get from food, but you can't make. You have to get it from food. And we're in this area of the country, we're about 33% deficient in it. And what happens is without it, you don't bind out the heavy metals, you have a higher cancer rate. I mean, it's one of those things you can go to the health food store and buy it for 18 cents a day. It's that cheap. And we put everybody on that who's going through chelation. And sometimes if they have a lot of exposure to mercury, we put them on it on a daily basis as the primary thing. There's also an FDA-approved oral medicine called, long name, but it basically it's abbreviated DMSA, and that's been FDA approved for kids. So I used to use that a lot in my kids when I was treating them, and I used it in adults, and I'd have them take it 3 or 4 times a week and get their chelation once or twice a week. And so it was getting different groups of metals. Not everybody can is located in a place where they can do chelation all the time. I mean, the IV chelation, I think, is superior and takes the majority, the most out. But there are oral ways to do it. But, you know, the thing is this is the controversial stuff, is that it's FDA approved for lead toxicity. So once you get the lead out, will it then treat the other diseases? And, of course, there's a whole group of people who think that IV chelation will treat vascular disease, and they've spent time in state board and attempts to shut them down and everything, if you even mention that it might help heart disease. So it's funny to me that after the studies last year that showed that lead is it causes excessive vascular disease, why people wouldn't turn to this as an attempt to get rid of the vascular disease. But, of course, you can't ever say that you're treating people for vascular disease when you're doing chelation. You are, of course, treating them for heavy metal toxicity.
So you're just playing a word game with everybody then?
Well, if you don't want to end up visiting the state board in Austin, that's exactly what you are. But the thing is the bottom line is metal and lead toxicity. And the amount that, you know, OSHA used to say were lead toxic was 40. Well, I don't know anybody alive that has 40. I think, you know, most people are toxic at 2. And I think that's been the problem, is everybody thought it had to be, you know, this, you know, 20 to 40 that made you sick, but it's really not.
Well, let's take a break. If you've got a phone question, please call in at 281-558-5738. It's 281-558-5738. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you often tell your doctor that you're tired all the time, out of energy, have no interest in sex, and seem to have PMS all the time? The doctor probably ran your blood work and told you that everything came back normal. At the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we specialize in hormone imbalances. We don't only rely on the blood work to diagnose your symptoms, and we don't treat the individual symptoms by giving you a prescription for each one. We look for the root of your symptoms and get to the underlying problems that are causing your symptoms. Dr. Sakina Davis can help you obtain health and wellness naturally. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today at 281-362-0014 and let us put you back in balance. Call today at 281-362-0014. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today. Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
You want to obtain optimal health and wellness naturally? At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can help you achieve optimal health with our six-point wellness program that will have you feeling great. Dr. Sakina Davis is board certified in family practice and has helped thousands of men, women, and children prevent disease. Now, if you're tired of taking multiple prescription drugs each day, or you're just feeling bad, call the Woodlands Wellness Cosmetic Center for a consultation. The number is 281-362-0014. A comprehensive program enables patients to boost their immune systems, increase their energy levels, and enjoy a better quality of life. Dr. Sakina Davis is eager to share her philosophy, as she believes men and women in their midlife and beyond are entitled to look and feel their best. Call today to schedule your appointment at 281-362-0014. Again, 281-362-0014. The Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Town Center Wellness today. That phone number, 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. Now, if you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Town Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Town Center Wellness today. 281-240-2229 and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne. You're on another hour of Alternatives for Health and Wellness. Tonight's topic of conversation is heavy metal toxicity, and we've been talking with Dr. Dorothy Merritt about chelation therapy and what she does in her clinics to help with heavy metal toxicity. And I wanted to get into a little bit about mercury as well. We've been focusing on lead, and I wanted to talk a little bit about mercury. One of the questions I had for you is I frequently see patients who are chronically ill that have had in the past have had some type of mercury filling put in their tooth, and I see it actually quite commonly. They act like they have fibromyalgia, just very chronically ill, a lot of fatigue, a lot of mental dysfunction. They have a hard time with mental clarity, etc. Do you do a lot of testing and challenging for mercury as well with the chelation?
Right. When we do our chelation challenge, we do a double whammy. We give them the IV, but then we also give them an oral DMSA tablet to get the mercury out. So we get a big spill of mercury and lead if they have it.
Now, do you recommend that patients with mercury fillings have those removed?
Boy, I tell you, that's a real sticky wicket. Here's the thing. First of all, do you know what the original doctors or dentists in England in the 1800s were called when they went from gold fillings and started putting in mercury?
No.
They were the original quacks, because mercury was known as quicksilver or quacksilver. And so the people who went and put mercury in people's mouths were called quacks, which I think is an interesting term, because now those of us that are trying to get it out of them are the quacks. But anyway, mercury comes from three major sources: burning medical waste, coal-fired plants. Like around here, we have a lot of coal-fired plants, and the coal that we generally use down here is from the North Texas area, and it's called lignite coal. It's very much full of mercury. And then probably another third, and then it gets into the environment, and then gets into the plant and fish life, and so then we ingest it in those sorts of ways. And then the third way, which hopefully is going to become less and less, is the mercury fillings. And they've done some very interesting sheep studies with the mercury fillings, and what they found is that when you put the mercury filling in, like if it's an old filling and it falls out and it falls into your gut, it's mercury chloride, it's an inorganic elemental, inorganic mercury, very low, 3 to 10% absorption. If you've got a normal gut, it just passes through and you don't get a whole lot of grief from it. But when a mercury filling is fresh and it's in your mouth and you're chewing on it, that's when you release the most toxic form of mercury, called methyl mercury. And like they did these sheep studies, and they found that when they put fillings on the teeth and they were pressing against each other, that released more mercury than just putting them in areas where, they weren't crunching up against them. Mm-hmm. And then they took the sheep and they followed where the mercury was distributed through the body to, see what organs it went to and all that. But I just thought it was very interesting that it's chewing, in crunching with your teeth, which is what you do with your teeth, against a mercury filling that causes the release of the mercury. So if you're not sick and you have an old filling and you're not having any problems, I would probably leave it alone. But if you're having a lot of problems, then there's a whole set of ways to get that mercury filling out and out of your mouth and to quit spreading it. Now, this is where genetics come into play. I'm absolutely convinced that well, I know for sure on one gene, and then there's a lot of possibilities with another gene. If you have the genes called metallothions that live in your gut, okay, they're enzymes that live in your gut, and they love to bind up mercury, and they live on the surface of the gut. And so what happens is if a mercury molecule comes along, they attach to it, roll over, die, and they're excreted out, okay? And so the person never gets very toxic from low doses of mercury because the body knows how to naturally, genetically detox it. But if you don't have a good metallothionine system genetically, then you're probably going to absorb more mercury and then have a bigger problem with it. The other major enzyme that we're just, I mean, and this is the other thing I really wanted to talk about, there's a gene that has to do with methylfolate, and it's called MTHFR, and it's a gene that takes the last step of folate and turns it into methylfolate, which goes into the brain. Well, there's three or four areas in that whole three-ring circus that lead and mercury and heavy metals can bind up, and then they cause you not to be able to function right. So you don't detox, you don't heal, you have everything known to man from mood disorders, neuropathy, headaches, weakness, diarrhea, I mean, just from A to Z. And more cancer because you can't repair your DNA. But anyway, so this is one way that mercury and low-dose metals can really hurt you. And so I started testing first my chelation patients for this gene, this MTHFR, it's a folate gene, and found that all these people, and I'm getting in the process of getting this data to put a summary together and start publishing it, but all the people that are in my chelation centers because they have severe problems with heavy metals and they have fibromyalgia and coronary disease and heart attacks and strokes, they all have this gene. They all have a mutation, or sometimes the more severe ones have a double mutation in this gene. And so now there's a prescription form of methylfolate available that I give them in addition to the chelation. And so what I do is I get the mercury or lead out, but I'm also giving them the methylfolate so to recharge their detox systems. And so I think that system is very important. I think the metallothionine genetic system in the gut is very important, and especially with mercury, because you don't know who mercury's going to hurt. I mean, you see these kids that are just absolutely convinced, their parents are absolutely convinced that they develop problems after a vaccine that had mercury in it, because we used to give kids, you know, vaccines with mercury in it. And I really think that when they get done doing the genetic studies, they're going to find that the kids that had those reactions had that gene, and they couldn't detox or get rid of the mercury like you and I might. Or maybe we don't. I don't know. You have to test and find out. But that's my latest thing that I'm doing with my chelation patients, is I'm checking for that. I'm putting them all on methylfolate, and then I'm testing for that gene, because I think in the long term, if we can identify who's going to be more toxic to heavy metal, those are the people that I'm going to say, yeah, you need to come in once a month and get a maintenance, you know, metal removal, or you need to take NAC every day and come in every 2 months when you're in town and get a tune-up, you know, so to speak. I've seen it done every such way, just people guessing over the last 30 years, and I have the benefit of looking at these people that have been doing it for 30 years with the McGuff Clinic, and I'm absolutely convinced that every month or two people should come in and do a maintenance, and whether it's coming from their bones, you know, from normal aging turnover, or we're just exposed to it in the air, you know, the mercury in our food. I mean, there's not, except for Alaska, there's not a state in the union that you can eat the fish that's not toxic from metal or some sort of pesticides. Mostly it's metals. And, you know, so you get a big dose of this every day in your environment, and some people blow it off and, you know, it goes right through them, and some people don't. So when you ask me, do I think we should take the mercury out of the teeth, I think we should quit putting it in the teeth, for sure. And then I think you have to look at each person on an individual basis, and perhaps one night we can get some, we've got several dentists in town that are specialists in removal, maybe we could get them as guests some night.
That would probably be a good, pretty good idea to see if they, what they would recommend and kind of what their experiences are. I know personally, I like to see. I don't do the IV chelation in my office, but I do use oral chelation with DMSA, and I like to see the fillings removed before I attempt to do the chelation, because then it's, you know, in my experience, it's been kind of like, you know, you're attempting to remove something, and at the same time they go home and they chew, which is what we do when we try to eat. And so as we're trying to take mercury out, we're just, you know, we're potentially putting it right back in.
Yeah, again, I think it depends on the age of the filling. And you know, I think the mercury in the teeth is just the tip of the iceberg. If you look at the amount of metals in our bones and tissue, oh, gosh, I think just the lead alone is like 800 times what people had centuries ago, you know, when they, you know, they look at old bones from, you know, old you know, from
archaeological,
the 16th,
yeah
archaeological bones, and I just think that that's just the tip of the iceberg, because there's been a lot of, in the OCMED classes and stuff that I've taken, there's a lot of question about whether or not the chelator might take it out of the teeth. Well, it doesn't, okay, and it's not going to cause a problem if you do chelation and chelate. I think the sooner you get it out, or get it out of the body, the better.
Yeah, I would agree. We're going to take a short break. Our number here is 281-558-5738. If you've got questions, feel free to give in, to give a call and let us know. That's again 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Warning. If you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure or high cholesterol and are currently taking medications to offset these conditions, then you need to be aware of the nutritional side effects that they can have. Commonly prescribed cholesterol and blood pressure medications may lead to deficiencies in vitamins and minerals that are needed by your body to protect the function of your cardiovascular system. A deficiency in some of these nutrients may actually cause heart disease. The doctors at Town Center Wellness specialize in identifying nutritional deficiencies with state-of-the-art laboratory testing, not available in most doctors' offices. Protect your health today by calling Town Center Wellness at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Once again, Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Town Center Wellness today. That phone number 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. If you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Town Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Town Center Wellness today, 281-240-2229, and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Warning. If you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure or high cholesterol and are currently taking medications to offset these conditions, then you need to be aware of the nutritional side effects that they can have. Commonly prescribed cholesterol and blood pressure medications may lead to deficiencies in vitamins and minerals that are needed by your body to protect the function of your cardiovascular system. A deficiency in some of these nutrients may actually cause heart disease. The doctors at Town Center Wellness specialize in identifying nutritional deficiencies with state-of-the-art laboratory testing, not available in most doctors' offices. Protect your health today by calling Town Center Wellness at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Once again, Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
Do you suffer from high blood pressure, chronic pain, memory loss, arthritis, hardening of the arteries, cataracts, or fibromyalgia? Recent NIH studies have shown that 38% of U.S. adults have blood lead levels that put them at a higher risk for a variety of health problems. To get tested for lead toxicity, call 800-360-3382. That's 800-360-3382.
Dr. Dorothy Merritt, the founder of the Chelation Centers of Texas, is board certified in internal medicine and has dedicated over 20 years to treating patients suffering from the effects of lead toxicity. To get tested, call 800-360-3382. Lead is the silent killer. Get tested, get treated. 800-360-3382.
Does your child do poorly in school due to poor focus and lack of attention? Are you being pressured by teachers and doctors to put your child on medication to treat ADD or ADHD, but are nervous about the potential side effects of the medications, such as poor appetite and delayed growth? In today's fast-paced society, most children's diets are inadequate and provide large quantities of refined sugars with minimal vitamins and minerals. Nutritional deficiencies are very common in children diagnosed with ADD and ADHD and have been shown to have a strong relationship with such abnormal behavior. A safe and natural alternative exists. To find out more on how you can help your child without the side effects of medications, call Town Center Wellness today at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne, and we are here tonight talking about heavy metal toxicity and chelation therapy and detoxification. If you've got questions about any of those topics, feel free to call in. Our number here is 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. I wanted to get into a little bit. We've got, you know, another segment to go about actually doing detoxification. We were talking about certain genes that that can be looked at that if we have genetic variants or abnormal genes, then our bodies are less apt or less able to help to detoxify or to prevent heavy metals from actually being able to attach and absorb and get into our bodies. There's a lot of talk out there today about detoxification, and you know, you've got people taking special drinks that you know, basically create a lot of diarrhea, and they're detox diets. And Dr. Merritt, what are your thoughts on some of those, and what do you use?
Well, what I've done for years, I mean, I have a whole homeopathic system with my little BioMeridian machine, and I had done that for a while. But when I look at chemically the word detox, I mean, it depends what you're detoxing from. When I took my OCMED training, my detox training. You have to know how every thing is metabolized in the body to know what you're detoxing. But for the liver and to clear out most pathways, this is my approach. That N-acetylcysteine, 600 milligrams twice a day, raises your glutathione levels. And that binds your heavy metals, it binds a lot of the water-soluble toxins in your body, and takes them out through the bowel. And that's been proven. And many of the herbs, especially some of the wild-crafted herbs and things that people use, like milk thistle and artichoke and just different things, they all make you secrete more bile. They make you increase your glutathione levels. They are great detox things. So, a short-term detox thing is fine, you know, that you can get these little things at the health food stores. But what I do with my patients is I give them all NAC, a good antioxidant multiple vitamin that has the full spectrum. They have to have the methylfolate in there now. That's my latest requirement. I mean, it's a vitamin, and it runs a couple of those detox pathways. I always check them for heavy metals because, you know, if you've got heavy metals binding up, then if you don't treat with some heavy metal removal, then you're not going to effectively detox the body. And then there's the fat-bound toxins, which, you know, we kind of talked to about a little bit a week or two ago about when you have fat-bound toxins, they travel in the bile. So you have to get the bile cleaned out, and the only way you can get the bile cleaned out is either do colonics, which are expensive and time-intensive and not very pleasant, or they found that that fat-free, if you can tolerate, you know, gluten, that fat-free olestra, if you just eat like an inch a day or an ounce a day of those potato chips, you can dump out 30 times the top 15 fat-bound toxins like pesticides, PCBs, hexachlorobenzene. So basically my quick and down and dirty detox thing is check the metals, eat an inch a day of or an ounce a day of whatever fat-free olestra-containing poison, and take two NAC a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, and now I add in one of the forms of methylfolate. And there's a lot of, I mean, you know, you've got to drink lots of water. You've got to make sure that your bowel and bladder is all open and working. And that's my perspective from a physician's point of view. I'm sure you have a much better program with your nutritional stuff, and maybe you could talk about that.
Well, we very much just personalize it. I mean, with detoxification, it's like you said, what are you really trying to detoxify? It's a term that's thrown around out there that a lot of people don't really know what it means, or it's just kind of a trend to them. But what we're really looking to do is we're really looking to make them healthier, and part of that is to do by default a detoxification, maybe not necessarily per se a detox program, but there are certain things that we do look at. I mean, we run a lot of spectrocell testing to identify deficiencies in cysteine and glutathione and folic acid and other nutrients that are necessary to help the body, you know, take care of these exogenous or external toxins. We also like to look at genetics. We like to see where a person is. So we run some genetic panels, like you were talking about with folic acid earlier. We look at genetics as it relates to folic acid and B12 and B6 and glutathione and some of the other important anti-inflammatory genes, so that we can help to identify whether or not this person's even going to have a difficult time detoxing or not. Because if they've got genes that are holding them back, then, you know, we can, you know, the main goal is to get the person healthy. And if we have to come back over and over and over and over and over and over again detoxifying them because genetically they just can't keep their environment straight.
And it's hard down here.
Right. Well, absolutely. I can't tell you how many patients that I see that say, I moved to Houston and I got sick. And that's a really a very common thing that we hear is just moving into the area, they're exposed to so much more than, say, if they were living maybe somewhere upstate New York or Colorado or somewhere where there's a little bit less going on in the way of environmental pollutants, etc.
Well, when 50% of the people have that methylfolate gene mutation, I think that those are the people that get sick when they move here. I think that's a big group of them. And, I just think from a numbers point of view, let's put it in perspective. 50% of people can't metabolize folate. 38% of adults in the United States have lead levels that put them at 151% increased risk of stroke death. I mean, we've got so many toxins down here, and that you don't have to make it hard to find. You've just got to get rid of the lead. You got to get rid of the toxins. And you got to realize that if you're sick and going to a doctor, you probably have that methylfolate problem and you need the methylfolate. I don't think you need to make this real complex. I think health is basically a pretty simple thing. And it wasn't 20 years ago, but I think it's getting to the point. It's what you put in your body. as far as nutrition, and that's where Spectracell is really helpful. It's what you need to take out of your body after living in this place. And then it's your genetics. And it's really those three things that, to me, health and wellness boils down to.
That was very eloquently put. We've got to wrap it up tonight. Next week, please come back and join us. We're going to be talking about arthritis, different forms of arthritis, and what you can do to help get rid of the pain, get rid of the inflammation. Once again, thanks for joining us tonight. This is Alternatives for Health and Wellness. And this is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Merritt signing out.
Good night.